She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
So, Andrea, there's so many different things out there to help people to heal themselves, to help them relax, to sort of get more in touch with their bodies. And I think self-healing is a really interesting concept. What do you think about self-healing?
I do think it's an interesting concept. And, you know, I think that it is definitely possible. And from what I've learned and working with amazing, amazing healers over the years is that it really starts. So any dis-ease really starts with the emotional component. And, you know, really working on our emotions are very, very important. And, you know, for a long time, I've been working with a practitioner who practiced emotional freedom technique, which is called EFT for short. Have you ever heard of that, Lisa?
I have, and I've always wanted to do it. It's with the tapping, right? You tap different parts of your body. Talk to us about that. Explain it so we can visualize it.
Yes, you do. You know, you tap different parts of your body. I was introduced to it probably more than 10 years ago and have been using it in my self-healing, along with a lot of self-healing books. So I'm a big fan of education, and I'm a big fan of doing a lot of my own work, because really what it comes down to, Lisa, I think for most of us, is doing the work. And doing the work is hard for many of us.
Yeah, it is hard. You know, one of the things that I think is so huge is I'm really big on the emotional components of things, whether you grew up with a lot of trauma, a little trauma, any sort of unresolved pain. I really, in your life, emotional pain, I feel like really can translate into physical pain. I mean, we all know that stress can cause illness. You know, that's not, you know, some wacky doodle idea. And I just feel like if we can deal with our stuff, it just makes such a difference.
It absolutely does.
Yeah, it really does. Well, I am so glad to have the wonderful Dr. Fabrizio Mancini on the program. He is the expert on this. We're going to be talking about self-healing. Hello, Dr. Fabrizio Mancini. Welcome to Your Health.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you.
Well, we're so excited to have you. When did you first get into the benefits of self-healing?
Well, it was initially an understanding that I was wanting to be a medical doctor, and then I was involved in a car accident, and it led me to a chiropractor. And the difference between chiropractic and medicine is that chiropractic focuses on engaging the patient to harness the powers of the body to heal themselves by simply facilitating the body to do that by removing any nerve interference, you know. And I never thought of the concept that our bodies could heal from within, because everything I was taught in pre-med and all the science courses and all of my professors and all the medical volunteer work that I did in hospitals, everything was talking about doing something from the outside in order to help the body heal. And I found that the more we study physiology and embryology and histology and neurology, that the body has all of these amazing systems that are designed to heal everything that we can come across with. And most importantly, is designed to give us the quality of life and the length of life that we're really destined to have. And it's a lot more than what we're all experiencing right now.
So, Dr. Mancini, would you agree that it's the emotional component? Like, it really starts with our emotions, which eventually leads to dis-ease in the physical body?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I really think that everything starts with our belief systems. So our belief systems is really what sets the stage for then what we choose to feel. Because depending on what you believe, that's going to lead to the feelings behind it. And your emotions are more associated with your feelings of, do you feel good about where you are right now and your state of health? You know, most people, unfortunately, are living life based on what I call survival minds. It's just get me through this day, please. Just do whatever, just to get me through it. Feed me whatever you want to feed me. Look, all this fast food is just because it's convenient. Even though I teach that you can make a healthy smoothie in less than 5 minutes that can have all the nutrients you can possibly want, instead of spending more money and be less expensive than going through a drive-through, spending gas and money on food that doesn't nurture your body. But no, I believe it all starts with our belief systems, and then embracing those emotions that are healthy emotions, like the emotion of gratitude and forgiveness and love. And those are the three most favorite emotions for me that are really self-healing.
Now, in your book, The Power of Self-Healing, Unlock Your Natural Healing Potential in 21 Days, you just mentioned for you the things that really help you. Expand on those, and how do they help us unlock our natural healing potential?
Well, the one thing that I wanted to do is to ensure that you know that you have the power to heal. That's the biggest thing that I find when I have patients, thousands of patients that have come to me over the last 20-plus years, that have told me that they felt like victims, like the disease process is taking over themselves. Recently, I've had, you know, a few patients that have come in with very severe cases. So the first thing is to know that you have the power to heal yourself. The second thing is to understand that your body heals in three different planes or dimensions, I call them, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. So you must do something every single day on three of those areas. So that way you have the greatest ability to self-heal. So in the 21 days, what I do is I share with you that on a physical plane, you must be able to move your body. And I share with you this evidence, stories of how through movement and exercise, people have healed from things that they never thought were possible. Then, of course, eating healthy foods. But I want people to eat foods from the perspective of what is it going to prevent in the future, you know? If all of a sudden you have an apple and you know an apple is a great source of preventing a stroke, wouldn't it make sense for you to incorporate an apple in your diet if you know that there's a history of strokes in your family? And then I want to make sure that you eat, you know, portions of food that are distributed properly. Make sure that you have your veggies and you have your fruits and you have your healthy fats and you have your protein and disperse that throughout the day. And then, of course, sharing that on a physical plane, there's a lot of alternative and complementary professions like chiropractic, acupuncture, homeopathy, naturopathy, and I go over the evidence behind them and why it helps. And for you to, whenever you feel like you don't have a resource and medicine is not helping you, go and seek out one of these people because they can help you. And then emotionally, just in week number two, I share with you the emotions that heal, like have more gratitude in your life, more forgiveness, and spend more time loving yourself because, you know, self-worth is the foundation for us to self-heal. If you think you're worthy of being healthy, you're going to self-heal. But if you don't think you're worthy, then you're going to do things to sabotage your health. And then the last one is to be centered.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's so interesting that you said that about the self-worth, because I've known some people who've had very traumatic backgrounds and they've tried everything to get healthy and they have these issues that are just so challenging. And I can see that lack of self-worth. And I'm so glad you said that. I think that's really overlooked. Andrea, don't you think that's something that's so crucial to healing?
I absolutely do. And I think for many of us, you know, not feeling worthy or not feeling loved is really the basis for many of the issues that show up for us. And Dr. Mancini, I love that you mentioned that. And because I do think that's probably, would you agree that that would be one of the first places that we need to work on in terms of starting this self-healing process?
Yeah. And it begins, you know, one of the things that Louis Hay taught me was to begin every morning saying, I love you. Fab, I love you, you know, and just really begin the day loving myself. And therefore, when you do that, you know, Wayne Dyer has a statement that says that we're not human beings living a spiritual experience, but we're spiritual beings living a human experience.
Human experience.
And I find
that,
and when we find ourselves and we look at ourselves as spiritual beings, we tend to be more forgiving to ourselves and more kind to ourselves and more loving to ourselves.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And we love having you on the show today. And it's such a topic that's close to my heart and to Lisa's heart.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well,
now, Dr. Mancini is going to be
Dr. Mancini is going
to be joining us for the next few weeks, which is wonderful. So you get to hear.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm enjoying
Thank you, Dr. Mancini, having this conversation.
And thank you guys for the work that you're doing and bringing all this amazing information to all of us to be able to help.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mancini, and we're really looking forward to having you as on the show as a regular. So until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.